Oh yeah, yeah, pause it. Yeah.
It's recording again.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Ma'asim Ktanim, small actions. Hineinu Nigashim. Behold, we are coming to see. Liyisod Harishon Shel Avodah. The first page 189. That's Kuf Peitet. Perek Revi, the fourth Perek, Ma'asim Ktanim. The first Avoda. That's the first, the beginning of our Avoda, Avodas Hashem. How do we start that? Ketzat Ovdim. How do we start that? Toch Akifat Koach Hamarida. The normal status of a person is he doesn't want to change. A human being has natural inertia. It's called Merida. It's called to rebel. Teenagers, it starts as teenagers and it continues throughout life. You know? You know the famous song, I did it my way? Everyone wants to do it their own way, wants it to be their own, try out their own way, do their own thing, you know? Most of us are in YouTube because of that.
Yeah, to a degree, is that a positive quality trait?
It can be a positive quality, it can be a negative quality, depends how it's used.
You did it for yeshiva, it's positive quality.
Yeah.
Anything else now?
If you do it for college, it's a negative quality. No. I'm just joking. Right?
Yeah, I'm not coming back to school after this year.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Rabotenu Beit Midrasho Shemaran Hagri Limdu Otanu. They taught us, our rabbis taught us, Et Erkam Shel Ma'asim Ktanim, small actions. So she's going to bring a few chazals that shows how important small actions are. Havizahir, we did this. B'mitzvah Kala K'b'chamura. Be careful with a small action as a big action. She'ein Ata Yodeh Matan Scharon Shel Mitzvahs. Ekiv Tishmu'un. If you do the mitzvahs which a person's dash ba'akavav with his heels, those small little things that everyone treads on that doesn't take notice of, right? Tishmu'un. Yeah, if those things you listen, then you get all the brachas. Okay, so that's it. Now we know. We do ma'asim ktanim. Why ma'asim ktanim is the most important things?
They make you think.
It helps you digest. If you have a whole meal in front of you, you can't gulp it down in one bite. You gotta take.
We don't do that with eating. We don't do that. With eating, we don't do that. With eating, we have meals. We have big meals. We don't nibble all the way along. If you want a diet, you nibble.
You can knock more out at once.
Huh?
You can do more small things than big things.
Yeah. But what's the reason? We gave a hint at the beginning. Merida. If a person wants to make a big change in his life, will that have kiyum?
Effectiveness, permanency?
Permanency, yeah. The answer is no. That's why in the yeshiva, a boy walks in and he says he wants to, you know, he wants to have a beard, he wants the payers, he wants the whole works, the hat. The first thing we say is no. Because that's not going to stay. First of all, it's something external. But second of all, you know, it's too big a thing for the person to, you know, all of a sudden he wants to be frum, he wants to take the whole thing on. The way we person grows is through small actions. Small actions, and those small actions are not noticeable. So a lot of the time, it's we don't like wake up a Yetzer Hara if we like just do this small little thing every day. We start to take on bigger actions. First of all, what can happen to a person?
Gets worn out.
He doesn't want to do it. It's too big on him. Right. He wants to get rid of it. It's too much of a load on him. You understand what I'm saying? Small actions, it's not too much of a load. It's something we can take on. And we don't have a regression from them. We don't throw them away. If you do a big action and it's too much and you throw it away, you don't do another big action like that again. But if you do a little small action in gradation, you're going to keep it. And then another one on top of it. What's the problem with small actions? You don't feel that you're doing anything major. You don't feel you're doing anything important.
Which is beneficial if you don't know that you're doing it. No, if you don't feel the complete impact, then you're able to
absorb more of it, yeah. Right. So, but it has that aspect, but it has the aspect of everyone wants to feel that they're doing something important.
Do you mean like this, like the Rambam with tzedakah, like it's better to give $1 a day for 30 days than give $30 once and out again?
Yeah, but that's a different reason. That's because a person teaches himself a midah of netina, an action of giving. When a person has an action of giving is to do more giving than one big one out giving.
That's what
you're saying
here too, him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but there's the hergel. And you're right. It is related. You're going to come to that. It is related. It's very related because that's what he's going to explain soon. That's the next parak. But he's going to explain, he has a parak after this called Hitlamdut. And says, what's Hitlamdut? Hergel. A person gets used to doing things. When you do small actions, you get used to doing them. They have kiyum by you. There's a very famous Rishash. Rishash was one of the biggest Kabbalists we've had, right? He came after the Arizal, explained the Arizal. And he has a very, very, very important drasha on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a major day, right? It's a major day. These are days we can have a big impression on our lives, right? So what would you think we should do on Rosh Hashanah? We should take on big actions, shouldn't we? That would be the obvious thing. I want to do X.
I want to do 8 hours.
Like, you know, they have 8 hours of that, right? Big actions, that's what we should do, right?
Exactly what you do. 8 hours.
Right, okay, the 8 hours done once a year, but forget that. But we want to do big actions. We want to take on big actions for the whole year. The Rosh Hashanah says no. It says you take on small things that you know. Definitely, Bezal Hashem, that you will be able to do them for the whole year. And so long as you do those small things for that whole year, you will be a Baal Tshuva. You will be considered that you a tzaddik and you did Tshuva. All a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us is an improvement. An improvement with gradation. Like I said, and that, what happens to that gradation improvement? It becomes part of us. We're mitlamed. It becomes part of our nature, and we don't even notice it. What happens, a lot of boys in yeshiva, after, you know, they first come to yeshiva, they came from college, they came to yeshiva, it was a big change. Their decision to stay in yeshiva or not to stay in yeshiva, right? Well, stay in yeshiva we're talking about, right? Their decision to stay in yeshiva was a big action for them. Then all of a sudden, now they're going to shiurim, now they're hearing things, they already, like, they keep Shabbos. They do most of the things. They get up for davening. They put on their tefillin. They do all the things that it's more or less supposed to do, right? They have the cake break. They do all those things, right? And they're set in their ways in yeshiva. Then all of a sudden they come and they say, well, Rabbi, you know, like, they don't think they're growing anymore. Don't think, you know, like, in the beginning it was an exponential growth. Then they reach like a sort of plateau, or they reach a sort of, you know, it's a gradual growth. And it starts getting hard right now. And it's a gradual growth. And they don't feel they're improving anymore. That's a mistake. The whole of life is that way. Things happen very slowly, even the way you get older, right? A year passes in your life. You remember last year, right? John, you remember last year? Well, were you so different? You had pictures of last year, right? You remember it was so different? You didn't look that different. You know, the beard didn't, you know, maybe
a little bit wider,
but not noticeable. You can always dye it, maybe not, right? Halacha grapes might be a bit of a problem, but okay. But little improvements don't make those improvements. Life is like that. Even growing is a little improvement. A flower grows very slowly. Yeah.
This idea sometimes, though, I feel like I don't mean to do this. It's more I'm tired, but I use this as a bit of an excuse sometimes. Let's say I'm really tired and the alarm goes off for chakras and I just don't feel like getting up. I'll talk myself sometimes into staying in bed longer by saying, look, you came to yeshiva, you keep Shabbos, you've grown so much, you know, like, you know, you're still growing, don't worry, you can, like, you know, down by yourself later, we sleep in a shower.
Right. Like, look, that's everyone has a Yetzirah, right? Everyone has and in bed, there's different reasons why people stay in bed. Most of the time, we stay in bed, is an inertia. You're in there already, right? You have to do something active to get out of there.
Yeah,
and also, you know, it's a taiva, it's a desire. It's staying in bed, not just you're lazy. It's a taiva, it's a desire. Some people, you know, you need a little bit of push to get out of their desires.
It's a concept that could be used either biologically or politically called punctuated equilibrium. That'd be the biological term. Where There's a moment of rapid change followed by a long period of plateau of stagnancy.
Right.
So, I mean, you jump in and then things even out.
So now I'm going to explain to you a new concept as well.
Like Social Security, it was like founded overnight and then you're stuck with it. Kind of like that. So that's a political example.
You have to add things to the schedule.
Yeah, you add. You add in small amounts and in gradation. You get used to one, you add another one. You get used to one, you add another one. Little gradations, because then you don't have... If you add big things, your Yetzer Sahara is going to start up on you. Little things, he won't start up on you.
Now, what if you have a situation where, say, you can do... Obviously, you can do 100%, but you're only doing like 60% of what you could do during the day.
60%?
Yeah, say you're only doing 60% of what you could do that day.
We'd do very well then.
No, I'm saying like you're only doing 60% of, say, the 60% that you could do that day.
They do very well. I told you, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you have to know, that we have what's called a Sadeh. You know, in Nezikin, if you mazik someone, you have to pay the best land back. If you don't have money to pay him, you have to pay the best land back. It's called Ilis, right? Idis. That means land which you put, like, we had last week's parasha, Yitzchak Avinu. He planted and he got 100 times what he planted. That's a ila ilis. That's a very, very good field. There's a medium field which you plant, you get more than you put in. There's the bonus, you only get the bad field, you only get a little bit more than you put in. A little bit more. Rabbeinu Yonah says we have a Yetzer Sahara. Rabbeinu Yonah says this, not me. Rabbeinu Yonah says this. We have a Yetzer Sahara. Our field is a Sade Ziburis. We have a bad field. We'll toil and toil and toil in that field and it only produce a little more than we toiled in for. We won't get 100%. We'll get 55%. We're lucky 60% of our efforts.
What if you're only toiling for 50% of what you could do?
That's the same thing.
Say you're learning Torah. Like, say you can learn Torah 10 hours a day. You're only learning
You can't
Torah
learn Torah 10
but
hours a day.
But say, hypothetically, okay, fine. You can learn Torah 6 hours a day. And you only learn Torah for 3 hours a day. You're only doing half
of it. Everyone's on his level. But if a person's going, say in this yeshiva, if a person's going to all the shiurim, right? Whatever the shiurim are. Not the extra shiurim. We put the 60% in. If you go to all the shiurim, morning and afternoon, with all your cake breaks and all